The next patient is Ashley Isgett. The last name, Isgette. And the first name is Ashley, Ashley. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 31-year-old white female with a Down syndrome. The patient has been in a stable condition. She goes to the regular medical checkups. And she was found with a creatinine of 1.26. In a laboratory workup that was done on May 30 of 2023. Prior determinations to that were a serum creatinine of 1.1 milligrams per deciliter. The patient has an estimated GFR of 53%. Part of the evaluation included a urinalysis that was done in June of 2023, and that urinalysis fails to show any activity of the urinary sediment, and there is no evidence of proteinuria, period. The patient had a remote abdominal CT scan that was done in 2017, in which the anatomy of the kidneys was completely normal. The patient does not have arterial hypertension. The patient does not have hyperlipidemia, doesn't have any evidence of anemia or any symptoms related to a gastrointestinal system, like nausea, vomiting, or general malaise. Does not have any urinary problems. Period. As a conclusion, I don't think that there is an active kidney disease at the present time. She doesn't have risk factors that we can identify currently, period. Number two, the patient was found with a hypothyroidism, and she has been taking replacement therapy, levothyroxine, 25 micrograms on daily basis. Following number, the patient has Down syndrome. In the plan, I am going to return the patient to the primary care in order to continue the follow-up if she considers in the future that they should have a reevaluation from the nephrology point of view. We will be more than happy to see the patient. Thanks a lot for the referral. Paragraph. I invested 18 minutes reviewing the history and the referral, the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.